When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Who's going to touch my microphone? Who's going to touch my microphone?
Oh, it's backwards. That's why it looks weird.
We're all going quarantine crazy, and we already wear it like this.
There we go.
There we go. Now it looks totally normal.
I'm like, yeah, there she is.
Riding on my horse. Ha! We have covered a lot of ground already because we did one of these episodes last week, and it was minutes ago. Veronica's face. Is here.
I just saw the face of someone I really don't like. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Who is it, me?
Who is it? What? Is it me?
Were you looking at me?
Is someone me? Who helped me get Ramblu? Fired from my past show, from my previous show.
Surely not either.
Is it me, Jesus? So
the problem with this industry is when you have a problem
Jesus,
with someone.
Is it me?
Jesus, is it me? I'm from Jesus. Manchester.
That's good. I'm learning to speak British.
I love pancakes.
I love.
Before the cock crows.
I get it stuck in my own pancakes.
I'm watching Normal People.
One of you will betray me. I heard it's very steamy.
You want to get together? You want to get together? That's what they say.
Wait, why are you making that noise, Veronica?
Together? Why are you kissing me?
Why are you kissing me?
Why you gotta say you gotta tell me?
Why are you kissing me?
Why are you kissing me? Why are you kissing me?
Take it easy. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Nothing is going on. Things are crazy.
Welcome to Treks in the City. I'm
Thank
your host,
you.
Paul F. Tompkins.
And who are this your guests?
This is a show where we look at Star Trek The Next Generation, but from a different point of view.
A bit of a different point of view. The bathtub. We all watch from the bath.
All right.
And we talk about it later.
Now that those listeners are gone. It's time to
gone?
Start the
gone?
Show. Yeah, I think it worked.
Yeah, that worked great. Okay. Ugh, bathtub.
That's We're talking Chain on. Of Command.
Chain of Command, episode two. Part two. Nope.
Episode two, part two.
It's season six, episode 11. And we have, in one moment, I will be able to tell you everything.
Can you do the elaborate announcement for Veronica doing the...
And now, thanks, Alice. And now we go to Veronica Osorio with the synopsis. Ronnie, how are we doing today?
Hi, we're doing great. So the synopsis is doing great today. Let's see. No sick outlook here. Okay, so.
No sick outlook.
Synopsis is in good health.
Synopsis is doing great. No sick outlook.
I need
a Travis Scott album. No sick outlook.
Why are we so punchy?
I don't Sam, is any of this good? Is any of this usable? Somebody let us know because Oh, Christ on a cross. Ugh.
Paul, right. I need you in my life. If I had you more near me, it would be impossible for me to get through any full paragraphs.
I hear that.
Because it's only like, wait, I speak like that. Okay.
I know. I'm a jerk.
But it's not about my language. It's not about my second language. It's literally my brain. Okay, so.
Yeah, no, I get it. I feel the same way.
Captain Picard's secret mission fails. Damn. Leading him to be savage. All right. Leading him to being captured by Cardassians. As he's tortured by his captors, Captain Jellicoe and the Enterprise attempt to prevent a war with the Cardassian Union. That's all.
Attempt. So clip 515 is when, meanwhile, this is Captain Jellicoe trying his negotiating tactics with the Cardassians.
The Cardassian Union has yet to decide how it will respond to this latest provocation. But rest assured, we will respond.
Is there any truth in what he's saying?
Captain Picard and the others were sent to investigate reports of a metagenic weapon on Celtris 3. It's possible that they may have been captured. But if they did escape, they'll head for the Lycian system. The Enterprise is supposed to meet them there in 8 hours. Will, I want you to take a shuttlecraft and head for the rendezvous point. The Enterprise will have to remain here until the end game with Goldamech is played out.
I see.
Okay. So, the Cardassian guy just told them that they have Picard, which I don't understand that as a negotiating tactic. Don't you not tell them right away? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, considering their whole plan was to lure him there, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're like, we got your dude, and we know you. You love him. We know you love this guy. So, what are you gonna do about it? But love is it's a secret plan. They can't say anything to anyone until it fails, and then Riker's like,
and then they can tell everyone.
Is this real? He's like, yeah, yeah. We did a dumb plan, and we didn't think about it too much, I guess. And they got us.
We could have used some more brain power on the back end, but
we should have waited like even a little bit longer to get some more intelligence. I don't know.
Run that by anyone else.
So that's me.
Oh, damn. Look, Stuart prepared for his torture scene at the hands of the Cardassians by reviewing tapes provided by Amnesty International, which was the main consultant on this episode.
Fucking dude.
I know.
That was the main consultant?
Yeah, for the writing of like the torture.
Jesus Christ.
And they inspired the torture scene on Ensign's Roe's story that she witnessed her dad being tortured. So that's where they took this from.
They also took it from 1984.
For the classic book that everyone knows. Yeah. So, but it's funny that they inspired a full episode on based on something one of their own characters said a long time ago.
That's good.
Yeah, like good. Finding inspiration in yourself.
Nice keep job. It in the canon, you know, the family.
In the fam.
That actor David Warner, who plays the torturer, we haven't gotten to him yet. I'll save it.
Okay,
it's
so
Stuart, it's not a story, by the way.
One more thing. Stuart, at his own insistence, performed the beginning torture scene naked on a closed set. He wanted to be naked. That is Tui.
I agree with his decision. Let me just say it right here.
Always a little leery of actors who want to get naked.
As should you.
My wife, Janie, is an actress, and she studied acting in college. She has a degree, and she has so many stories about acting classes where there's always a person who wants to get nude. Like, I think I should do this naked. And it's like, why? It has nothing to do with anything.
I'm a naked person.
I'm brave. I want everyone to know I'm brave.
Well, it kind of is justified here, except that to make him as vulnerable as possible. Yes. Right.
Look, but, I'm not criticizing Patrick Stewart. He's wonderful.
So those handcuffs look like some jewels like, that a Venezuelan woman makes.
It also looks like if he didn't make a fist, he could just slide right out.
Right.
Yeah, I know. They have these marks on his wrists where nothing is there. There's nothing holding him. There's nothing to make those marks. And if he just opened his hands, he could slide out so easily.
Oh, that was just like, him. He was like gardening before.
It's like Homer Simpson with the donut in the box where he like puts his hand in the hole and then he gets the donut and he can't get it out.
What is that?
It's not like that.
The intro?
At all, actually, now that I've
Was that the realized. The Simpson intro when he's
What's
like.
The Simpsons? What is that?
No, there's a scene in the Simpsons episode where.
No, what's Homer- The Simpsons?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
We just played the clip.
She just played the clip. Wait, nor Alice or I.
Good morning. I trust you slept well.
This is my favorite part of the whole episode. Good morning. I trust you slept well.
Patrick what? Stewart's chest is so sexy.
Okay, this is also...
Look at all that
so
hair.
So they like let him down off the thing, and Gul Dumat or whatever his name is, pours himself a beverage out of a thermos. And then look at the cup. Him. Look at the cup he uses. It's a cone. Cardassians don't like to set down their drinks ever.
That is, yeah, it's like one of those old water cooler cups.
Yeah, but it's made.
But
out
it's
of metal.
Made out of beautiful gold.
So you can never set it down ever.
Thirsty? I would imagine so.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you're thirsty. You insisted on getting naked for this.
Well, thirst trapped.
Oh, this guy. So David Warner is playing Gul Gamacho, and he is a great British actor.
How many yeah. Do you see that?
There's a movie called Time After Time.
Yeah.
With Malcolm McDowell, where David Warner plays Jack the Ripper, and H.G. Wells chases Jack the Ripper to. Modern San Francisco. It's a fun little movie from the 80s, early 80s.
Check that out. The influence of our drugs, you were implanted with a small device. Your own time.
It's a remarkable invention.
He is great. It's such a good choice. And I love that they paired him with somebody up to the task.
By entering commands on this pad, I can produce pain in any part of your body. Various levels of severity.
So it's so interesting.
I don't enjoy this, but I must demonstrate. It will make everything clearer. Surprising, isn't it? Most people feel at first they can't steel themselves against it, but they're completely unprepared for the intensity of the pain. That was the lowest possible.
I love
setting.
The way he says that.
I know nothing about Mina's
core. That's the of the pin.
But I've told you that I believe you. I didn't ask you about Minos Corva. I asked how many lights you see.
Got you there.
Touché.
Four lights. I don't understand how you can be so mistaken.
Hit him with the pad. All right, so pause and... When I saw this scene on the couch when I was watching it, I went, here we go. When they started asking him how many lights there were. I don't know why.
Wow.
It's just so iconic. This
That's
scene.
Fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
Hey.
You're fucked up, dude.
Thanks.
Hey, dude. No. It's bad.
Hey. No, wait, thanks. Is the guy you were talking about, is his name David Warner?
Yes, like
that
I
guy?
Said.
So he, I'm sorry.
He yes, took David over, Warner is
He
his
took
name.
Over the role in 3 days' notice, and he knew nothing about Cardassians. So
he's a 3 days' notice actor, though, right?
Yeah,
in
but
England, he's got a 3 day notice contract overall
yeah,
deal.
He yeah. doesn't want to know anything before
never
day three. He's like, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I don't care.
That's the level I want to get to. I want to be a 3 days notice actor.
Hey guys, just so you know, I somehow dictated the whole thing about Picard into the text app on my phone. I almost sent it to my wife. I don't know how I did this. Well, I guess considering your whole plan was to lure him there, I guess that makes sense. Like, we got you, dude, and we know that we know you are. You love him. I don't know how that happened.
Just said
I wanted to send it so badly.
I know. I wanted it to be sent so bad.
Because I feel like your wife, I feel like Janie will understand that it's something like that.
I don't know. She might think I have a secret.
You don't know her like I do. So
I guess I don't.
Yeah,
she's I looked up pad. You know how he emphasizes pad? It's spelled in the captions, P-A-D-D. And it's because it's a personal access display device.
Oh.
Not just, so that's a Star Trek canon piece of equipment.
No. That's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's like patented or something.
Sure.
It's a personal access display device, or PAD.
Wait,
with a handheld computer interface in widespread use since at least the 22nd century.
Due to the 3 days notice.
Actually, we're using them now.
He didn't have time to prepare and didn't have enough time to memorize his lines. So they were written down on cue cards.
Wow.
There was too much techno babble and dialogue that doesn't come naturally to me. So they wrote everything up for me. I don't mind people knowing this. Every line I said, I actually was reading it over Patrick's shoulder, or they put it down there for me to do it. That's luxurious.
I love, the insert of, I don't mind people knowing this.
Yeah, I don't care.
I have no ego about it.
I got paid. Maybe that's why he says pad so weird. Because it's a technical term.
It's because in the cue card, it was like P-A-D-D. He probably didn't know why he was saying it that way. Rest of the crew, like...
Sorry, I found that another thing.
Riker goes to get the crew at Lysheen system or whatever, and Captain Picard's not there. So then he has to talk to Captain Jellicoe about Captain Picard and like whether they're going to get him. And this is that conversation in this next clip.
Starships along the border. What about Captain Picard?
What about him?
I'm not suggesting you trade an entire star system for one man's life, but you've got to acknowledge that these were Federation orders and that he is a prisoner of war.
No.
He will have the protection of the Solanus Convention.
That would play right into Gullamek's hand. He's just waiting for some sign of weakness on our part before he starts making more demands.
I can't believe you're willing to sacrifice Captain Picard's life as a negotiation tactic.
Will, Captain, we're all concerned about...
Are you questioning my judgment, Commander?
As First Officer, it is my responsibility to point out any actions that may be mistakes by a commanding officer, sir.
Then maybe it's time you found other responsibilities. You're relieved. Don't make me confine you to quarters. As well.
Sir.
I love Sassy Riker. It's my favorite. It's me.
This scene reminds me of the scene in...
He's my power animal. My power totem.
In Anchorman, when everybody's yelling, uh-huh. And Steve Carell's like, why is everybody yelling?
Sassy Riker is a problem, though, because even from the very beginning of the previous episode, I wish we had talked about that cold open in the last episode, because it's so short.
It is so short.
This admiral shows up and says,
"Oh, that's true.
Hi, it's me." And they say, "Oh, good. Thanks for being here." And then she goes, "Hey, get out of here." And then Riker rolls his eyes like, "Whatever. She's an admiral." And then Captain Picard's like, what's up? And she goes, well, you're not in charge of the Enterprise anymore. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
That was enough for everyone to be like, cliffhanger. That's what the... That's what the cold opens do.
They tune in. Whatever commercials after that, you're tuning in. That. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Just imagining everyone watching you going, cliffhanger.
That's what I do. When a cliffhanger doesn't leave, I'm like, oh, yes.
This is just a very...
If I see a cliffhanger, I call it out.
Aside. But speaking of cliffhanger, I wish they would let us hang objects on cliffs in Animal Crossing.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, So he relieves...
Sorry, my cat was just being cute.
No problem.
Your face lit up. You were so happy to see that kitty.
I know. I want to get her. Tell us more, Alice.
Riker is relieved of duty and he's like, don't make me assign you to your quarters. And then Riker just goes and sits at his quarters the whole time anyway.
Yeah, but he could go to other places.
He could go anywhere he wants. Look at that cat. She loves being held. I love when cats love being held. Okay. My cat does that too. She just goes upside down. It's a good time.
Yeah. What's that kitty's name?
It's a good
name?
Time for them.
Mina. Look, she's little fat. I wish you could see her little belly. Maybe you can. Yeah, here we go.
Oh. She's a little pudgy.
She's a little munchkin.
Look at that little tub. Gotta get out of here.
I believe that the term is chonk. So
she's chonk.
I beg your pardon.
She's chonk with a C.
I can has forgiveness.
Much forgiveness. So forgive.
I can has.
So forgive.
So natural. You're like this dude, like cat meme language so naturally. I'm impressed.
Many amends.
Okay.
Next scene is when we're back to Captain Picard being tortured. And
it's going great.
For some goddamn reason, it's going great. For some reason, he brings his daughter into the.
Yeah.
It's like babysitting. He's a stay at home dad or whatever, and he has to like have his daughter.
Bring your
there.
Daughter to torture day.
It's hard to be a torturer and a single dad.
How does he manage? We watch Gold Demat juggle it all.
She depends on you.
I will.
It's a modern show.
Mothers and fathers. This is great.
But human mothers and fathers don't love their children as we do. They're not the same as
all
we
right.
are.
Will you read to me tonight?
Her reaction.
Of course. I'll see you later.
I'm reading right now. I didn't memorize my lines.
That's all I do here.
Ooh, she's torturing a little hamster. Very cute. Generational.
Did they make that? What was that? Like a ferret that they made look slightly different?
Spacey. That's one of their, yeah. Somebody's, yeah. That's somebody's job.
It's great. I love anytime.
Could you specify this ferret on it?
What if it had an ear in the middle of the head too?
Art department. You know what we could do? I have this ear. Well, we'd have to check with the Wrangler. So,
there are four lights. It's a famous quote from this episode.
Yes, true. I like there's a meme that somebody made out of that where he's saying there are four likes. And I love it.
That's funny.
And I post that whenever I don't get enough likes on my tweets. So, he's like, yes. Humans have mothers and fathers, but they don't love their children the same way that we do. They're different in that way.
Non sequitur, if you ask.
And she goes, "Will you read to me tonight?" I love that she has no reaction to that whatsoever.
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, that checks out."
What does she care?
Why did she ask the question then if she doesn't care about the answer?
Well,
she asked
if they had mothers and fathers. Did she ask about if they love their kids?
She did not.
Yeah.
She's like, "Cool. I don't want your life story."
Yeah.
She's like, do humans have mothers and fathers? And then he's like, yes. And she's like, cool.
Yeah. And then she goes on her phone because this is it would still be visual, even if you could see it.
It would still be visual. Call back
to the last episode.
So in that, and also in that scene, interestingly, after the little girl goes away, Picard's like, why did you let your daughter be in the torture room?
Yeah.
It seems like that would be a bad thing for a kid. And he's like, you're so arrogant. Why don't you understand Cardassians at all? But then right before that, he tells his daughter, humans don't love their kids the way we do. But then he gives this whole speech to Picard. He's like, oh, God, isn't it crazy how much you have a kid and then you just love it? Like, why would you even have that conversation in such a conspiratorial way? Why wouldn't you be like, see, I love her. So you might not understand that.
But that's a thing that parents like to do to childless people.
That's a really good point.
They love to say, like, I thought I knew what life was, and then I had a kid, and that was all different.
I know. Somebody in this chat has a joke about that on one of his albums.
Who? Did you know that two people have jokes about that in this chat?
Ooh. I do have a joke about it, don't I? I think it's being cut out for the CW release.
I thought you were talking
album.
About you.
I was talking about you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
you. You have a much longer bit about it.
I thought the two people were me.
My bit.
Two people were you?
I thought yeah. I was those two people.
I thought those rhinoceri were me.
Am I you?
You is there literally, a way we can check?
You're literally my brain right now.
It me.
It me?
It me.
It me?
It me?
It me, Mario. You ever play that one? I play that one.
Do you play
there
that
you
one?
Go. You can play that on the Switch.
There you go. Look, I really try to get the Switch, and in the Nintendo website, it says it's sold out on literally everything. So the only thing is eBay. But I'm afraid
I got one for $450 on eBay.
You did?
For my friend.
Bill W.
So I noticed that I looked everywhere, and you really can't get, you can get the mini though, if you want to just use the mini.
Is the anyway, mini better for some reason? Like what?
What's the
no,
mini?
It's worse.
Is the mini the light?
Yes.
It goes by many names.
I don't know
names.
If it's better. It goes by mini, mini names.
So when you get the console one, you can watch TV on from there, right? It's like you
yeah,
can watch
but I
Netflix
don't.
And stuff. Yeah, but I have my Apple TV. So I guess yeah. It I don't need it necessarily.
I will look into this for you at a later date.
Aww.
Thank you.
That's what I do.
I am confused, and I want to just jump in on this, you know?
We want you there. We want you there, Ronnie.
Thank you.
We do. We really do.
I really am missing out.
I just finished my crafting area. I can't wait to show you, Paul.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
So, good morning. I trust you've slept well. We didn't really talk about that, but I liked it. Like, nope.
That's good. That's a real good fuck you for a torturer to say to their victim.
Yes. It's also super gay villainy.
It's sassy.
Like, James Adomian has that bit about gay villains.
Yeah.
Like the sheriff of Nottingham, who, like, just can't wait to marry Maid Marian. So good. So, the next clip I pulled, I think, is much later in the ep when finally, after many back and forths, even though after the scene where he relieves Riker of duty, the very next scene is with Data and Geordi, and Data's wearing the red command uniform. So he just promoted Data, which is like, it feels like what he's been wanting to do the whole time.
But he's what's like, so funny too is like, why do you have to change his clothes? Like, I'll just say, like, you're my second in command now. Do I, like, oh, I gotta go get a whole new uniform.
I think because it's so easy to get new uniforms in this show. Like
you just have them replicated, right?
You just have them replicated. So maybe the next day he wakes up and that's what's in his closet.
I would just have, if I had a replicator for clothes, I would have so many clothes. I would, well, maybe I wouldn't. I would just.
No, because you'd replicate what you wanted the day
off. Yes, just get rid of them. And then I would destroy it. Exactly. Replicator, destroy. That's what I would say.
Donate it back in there.
Just donate it to church.
Take it to church.
Take me to church like a dog in the shower.
I'll give you my clothes when I'm done wearing them. I will give you my sweaters and I'll give you my gym clothes.
Gems.
I'll give you my gems that I wear on my fingers when I go to dinner with my wife and my son. Okay, so
I'm fascinated by this.
Let's drop rank for a moment.
Yeah.
Let's go to clip 34-35, the confrontation between Captain Jellicoe and our Will Riker, which is delish, to be honest.
As Riker always,
in his quarters.
Wearing a loose-fitting garment, which is what people do.
Goose.
Shuttle pilot on board.
When they're demoted.
You gossipy
bitch.
Let's
drop the ranks for a moment. I don't like you. I think you're insubordinate, arrogant, willful. And I don't think you're a particularly good first officer. But you are also the best pilot on the ship. Well,
I just found out.
Ranks are dropped, Captain. I don't like you either. You are arrogant and closed-minded. You need to control everything and everyone. You don't provide an atmosphere of trust, and you don't inspire these people to go out of their way for you. You've got everybody wound up so tight, there's no joy in anything. I don't think you're a bad sense of style.
And you walk straight.
I said to drop the rank thing.
Or if you fly this mission, then ask me. Will you pilot the shuttle, Commander? Yes. You're welcome.
Oof. Oh, it'd be so fun to be the best pilot on a ship. It'd be so fun to be the best pilot on a ship.
It would be so fun. I'd be
but
like,
never go anywhere.
I'd be so cocky. I would never let anyone forget that I'm the best one.
Never. It would be so impossible for me. I would be so bad as a captain because if I was being tortured by the Cardassian, the minute he sends that pain device my way, mm-hmm. he even lifts it up. He's like, I've got a pad. I'd be like, five lights, there's five. Like...
And he really tortures him for just to break him, right? Like, he doesn't really,
that's
he knows
thing.
He doesn't know anything. He doesn't really have any information. He's I'm just going to do this because it's going to be great.
And Picard figures that out. He's like, oh, this isn't about the thing. It's about how you're a six-year-old inside. He just gets right to the bottom of his trauma. Maybe that's what they do for Cardassian therapy. They just torture somebody really good at diplomacy until that person gets in their head.
There's worse methods that I can think of. Did we ever hear before that Riker was the best pilot on the ship?
Yes. I think that's been established. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
Like when he was first...
What was your point here? What were you going with this?
You know, why would you say that?
Hey guys, we're all friends, right? just that I don't, it was like a thing that it seemed like it came up just out of nowhere as a convenient thing. Do you know what I mean? But if it has been, you know, established before, then I like it.
Okay. I like it too. It has been established. Yeah. When he was brought on board as first officer as a test before they were buddy-buddy, Captain Picard made him pilot the Enterprise hull by hand to get it hooked up with the saucer
on the pilot,
something that you normally would just do automatically because there's settings. He made Riker do it, this very difficult procedure by hand manually.
I can't reset my background. It's making me mad.
I understand.
I could before. How come it's not working now?
Does he have privilege?
Everything.
Everything. for the listeners at home. Who
yeah,
are
we
you?
Need to stop down so I can change it's the Zoom
stop
background.
Down. We need to stop everything down a couple stops, a couple F stops. So if you're listening at home because you're you, Veronica and I have both changed our backgrounds to an appropriate Star Trek background, and Paul's still sitting in his stupid room.
It's stupid.
And he looks like a fucking idiot.
I look like an asshole. This sucks,
he looks like
guys.
He looks like he doesn't care enough.
But I care so much. That's what people don't understand.
But the thing is that you don't look like you care that much because of what.
Oh, I'm getting a message.
No, I know that, Veronica.
I'm getting a private message from our producers. It says there's too many hats in your background for the green screen function to work.
What? That's not. No, but I've done it before.
Well, there's too many hats in the background.
Too many hats.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Too many hats.
Is that the weirdest
why
critique?
Your background cannot be changed.
Wait, so you tried it, right? You know how to do it.
And you can't change it now.
Change.
Oh, he's just, wow. Yeah, he actually believed in too many
wow.
hats thing.
Paul's gone wild.
That's not
let's
a real
see what
thing.
Happens now.
That's yeah, not what it was.
Thing. That's right.
Look, no, why did
Paul,
you think it was
I know
hat?
That's not what I I'm proving it.
It's in the chat, I sent you the background I have.
We'll see. We'll see. Is this good podcast? File.
We've lost sight of most things.
Computer.
Oh, fuck. I didn't.
What? Instant virus?
It's from instantvirus.com, the coolest streetwear website. So.
There you go, Paul.
We only have one more clip anyway. We've got plenty of time for this.
We just got one more. Yeah. We definitely have time.
So this is this is one of the best episodes, one of the top 10 episodes.
Do you know what? I actually feel bad now because we're fucking around so much because it really is a very good episode.
It is a very good episode. And I feel like there's going to be some of our fans of this show are actual Star Trek fans who might be mad that we are denigrating.
No one's
but
mad.
I don't know.
Of
no,
all
no
be
you're
mad.
Right. They don't get like our fans are the literal best. They're not like obsessed with us. And they also, they probably, if they're real Star Trek fans, they definitely have other Star Trek podcasts they listen to.
For the more technical stuff, for sure.
But I do, I mean, this is a tour de force of acting. And it is, I think, pretty canonical and celebrated for very good reason. The four lights thing is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It is another example of how Picard is like pretty much indestructible because once all of this is over, he comes back on board the Enterprise and he's like, all right, let's get going. And he's like, doesn't even look a little banged up. His eyes are a little puffy.
He really is back to business after every single traumatizing event. So
yeah.
Hats off to that.
Wow. Paul, you did it for a second.
It did it for a second, but it's only if I select I have a green screen, which, guess what? I do not.
Huh.
I don't have a green
screen.
That's
so terrifying.
I'll figure this out later. I'm sorry, guys. I'm awful sorry.
No.
I don't want to take time away from the episode.
Kid. You sound like you're doing 80s kid acting. Okay.
Sorry. I don't mean to be.
It's okay. It's okay.
There's this kid on our show, Resident Alien, and he has this way of acting where when he gets a note from the director, he has to like speak. He has to like hum while he's getting the note. So somebody give me a note.
Okay, so this time do it again, but I want you to be a little more angry. You remember that your mom, you know, won't let you have this and that you really want it. God, I don't like that at all.
And then he goes, got it. And then he does this thing. And then he goes like this.
No.
And he resets.
No,
it
really?
Works. Yeah.
Wow.
It's super cute. Because it's like his brain is still developing. So he's like in this mode of like, he just is so, there's no like filter, you know? Mm-hmm. So he just does all his processing on his face and you can see it. And he's like,
what if he started doing
that? And then he does it. I don't know. Some people have. Every time we film and he's not there, I always go, got it. And the cameraman goes, got it. Because we just love it so much. Real heart and soul. on the Resident Alien set. Got it.
I like that story. I like that. I leaned back from the microphone. So I'm in a comfortable chair.
Hey, little doggy. I like that story a lot.
Hey, little doggy.
Hey, little doggy. I'm a man with a big black hat. Anybody watching Westworld, by the way?
I'm a man with a big black hat. Anybody watching? You sounded like a weird ass song.
Anybody watch Westworld?
I'm a man with a big black hat. Anybody watch
Westworld? That show is off the rails. I wish somebody would write a rap song about how Westworld has just become unintelligible.
It's insane.
Oh, I wish that too.
You do wish
Garrett
it?
Gets.
Yeah, that's my Garrett, wish.
What does.
He gets really mad. He just watches it and he's like, all the time.
But what's the point of watching a show that makes you that?
Good question.
What? What did you say?
What's the point of watching a show that makes you feel that way?
Well, I make him watch it.
Oh.
Paul F. Tompkins. I'm Googling Paul F. Tompkins' birth chart.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. We've got one last clip, guys.
Gino, can I say very quickly, one time somebody did my chart, my astrological chart, and they told me they were going to do it, and I said, sure. And it was at a party where she was doing everyone's chart. And by the time she got to me, I was so drunk, and I could not follow anything that she was saying. And she had spent so much time on it and was going into great detail, and I was just trying to maintain and keep it together. And then I don't remember a single thing that she said. I just remember the feeling of trying to seem interested.
My favorite thing to play is
what's your rising? Do you know?
Trying to maintain and keep it together.
I do not know what my rising is. I'm sorry. All I know is I'm a Virgo.
Do you know your birth time?
God. Well, it was morning.
Happy birth.
Happy
time
birth. Let me try to remember. You. Happy birth time to you. Yes. It was, I think it was like 7 in the morning, somewhere around there.
Hashtag
you have to know
methods.
The exact time?
Yeah, ideally, it changes a lot of things. But if you don't have it, it's still, you know, like...
I don't have it. If you don't have it, it's still the exact same.
Yeah. If you don't have it...
Trust me, it's as accurate.
You're still quite alive.
You were still born. Yeah. Even if you don't know what time you were born, you were still born.
Very born. He was extremely born. My brother was born, but when I was born, I was really born.
As anyone else.
Not true. So,
that's so sad that she spent all that time and you were drunk. Well, her fault for doing it at a party, you know?
Yeah, man.
So you got my star chart? You finished my star chart? Thank you very much. This is a good F. No, I'm hearing you. That's right.
This is awful.
That makes sense with my life. That's the kind of thing that makes sense with my life.
You don't think if I was talking like that, she would have stopped?
What were you talking
like? I think you're drunk. Well, mostly it was listening. There wasn't a lot of, you know, like she was just giving me her presentation on me.
Oh, so
and
you
my
weren't
life.
That drunk. So you weren't like interjecting pointlessly. You should do this for money. At a party. Oh, we're at a party. You should do this for money at a party like today.
For money at a party now.
All right. The last clip is the move that Captain Jellicle Choice has made to, with the help of the Enterprise crew, he opens a channel with the Cardassians. And actually, I don't really even remember how they did this, but it doesn't really matter. They did it.
The point is, it worked like a charm.
Hello, and they got it done.
Provocation. I'm not going to argue with you, Goldamek. Every one of your ships has a mine on its belly, my finger's on the button, and you're in a very bad position.
You can't intimidate
sexual.
Us.
Mr. Worf?
I know, this made me hot.
Set off Alpha 42.
Aye, sir.
That was just a baby. The big boys are sitting on your hull, just waiting for me to say the word.
What are your terms?
Your ships will leave the nebula one by one. Each ship will eject its primary phaser coil before setting course for the nearest Cardassian base.
But that will leave us defenseless.
Mr. Worf, prepare to detonate.
I will agree to your terms.
Excellent.
Worf has the most blue balls right now.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I understand you're holding a Starfleet officer named Jean-Luc Picard. I expect
him
returned.
This Columbo bullshit.
Immediately.
Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot.
And one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing. The most important
He's so
thing.
Mad.
Also, he understands that because that's the guy who told him that. Like he, but he reacts like he, the Cardassian guy deflates like, oh, he found out. And it's like, no, you no, told, it's the first thing you said to him.
You're my
Wasn't
source.
That the guy who was torturing Captain Picard on the screen?
No.
Oh, really? It was the guy on, there was.
There was the little sassy guy from before.
So, Paul, I understand that you've agreed to come on this podcast and discuss the show with us.
How do they figure it out? There's also, I think it's at the beginning of that clip where like, we see.
Officer, I understand that you've written me a ticket.
We see Data in the second in command chair on the bridge, and he's sitting in a way that he would never sit, like where he's like leaning on one knee.
His
like
Brent Spiner was on camera. His Brent Spiner did not know he was in
probably.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing ever.
But it made me wonder. Like, is the actor saying, okay, my character would want to sort of emulate the behavior.
No,
he knows he's on camera.
No, he doesn't. I don't think so. I think in this situation, he's like, is it a two shot? Or is it just are we doing close? And then somebody said to him.
But he's still acting.
Somebody off camera goes. No, because you've been in a show long enough where there's been times on shows when I've been like, there's been so many times when you've been on shows when you're like, I have no idea if I'm on or not.
Yes, of course. I know.
And I usually try to do the thing. Uh-huh. But sometimes I'm like, I don't fucking do it.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know.
There's been scenes on this show when Riker clearly thought he was out of frame because he's going like this.
That's different. I'll give you that. This, I think, is he's doing a thing on purpose.
Let's ask.
Maybe
we're going to go to Brent Spiner next.
We go now to Brent Spiner for confirmation or denial. Brent.
Hello.
Brent, wow, it looks like you're in a scented bath. Are we catching you at a bad time?
No, it's just a little bubbly bath that I get every day to cleanse my system. So, yes, indubitably.
Hey, Brent, are you okay?
Brett. Well, it's feather clock
somewhere. Did we catch you at a wrong time?
As they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and I'm in Maui.
You remember what we recorded what he said when we met them? By the way, you have all our autographed photos, Alice.
Again.
I want them. I want half of them.
I know.
I need to post them here and there. I need to post them here and there.
Here and there.
Well, now I can't give them to you because we can't give people things.
There's still the U.S. mail.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. We all know what's happening here.
We got to support the post office.
Look.
Is that what I have to do?
That's what you have to do?
Oh, no. Fine. I'll go to Max.
Some people complained about the graphic nature of the torture scenes in this episode, even though it was one of the top 20. Star Trek The Next Generation episodes. One of the top 10, actually.
I mean, were the torture scenes that graphic when it's all he presses on the pad and then, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's pretend torture. It's not.
But Picard, he's so good at it. Patrick Stewart is too good of an actor.
He absolutely is. Don't you make that sass at me.
Patrick Stewart, too good of an actor. Thoughts?
It would still be visual.
Even if it could be seen.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I said that, I realized, well, I've never been tortured, so I guess it's not for me to say.
The only people that have been tortured on this episode are the listeners.
Oh, shit! You fucking got them!
Guys, I don't know what to say.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy
to have seen Paul.
Yeah, me too.
And Veronica, my two favorite people, besides the rest of the people that are listening that I love.
Wow. Why don't you keep digging that?
Wow.
Dig that grave.
Dig that grave.
Yeah, welcome back to Dig That Grave. I am Marie Kondo.
I have pulse charts.
Dig That Grave, Marie Kondo.
I
you
actually
have Ronnie?
Pulse charts here.
Okay, let's do it. First let me read mine because this is what I want to be.
Oh baby, you have no idea. I'm so fast.
Were you being Jeremy Irons from Reversal of Fortune?
From what's that Jeremy Irons movie that he did where it's like a witch movie? It's like a silly teenage thing.
Alden's yeah. It's like he's part of a family movie. Of witches or something.
With Emmy.
October Surprise.
Something like that. Like Emmy Possum? Emmy Opossum.
Emmy Rossum. Emmy Possum. Emmy Opossum, is it?
Emmy Opossum and it's Alden's there. Okay.
What the fuck was that called?
I can't remember that either. Movie. It's something like teenagery and great.
Mm.
Do you remember? No?
Mutant Ninja Turtles?
The Newton Ninja Turtles?
It's like a...
The Newman Ninja Turtles.
So if you were born at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
You were?
Yes.
Okay. So then you're a Virgo with Virgo rising. What a nightmare. Yeah, nice.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, nice.
Why is it a nightmare? Because Virgos are just so.
Well, Virgos, I just don't know how anyone dates a Virgo. Sorry to be this person. I am not, I'm so sorry.
Is that the worst? Is Virgo the worst sign?
No, Virgos are all my best friends, but
what's the worst? What's the worst?
It's can I say what the worst is?
You tell me.
Aries.
Aries are hard. But my niece
are
is
you an Aries, right Alice?
One. Ew, no.
My niece is an Aries, but you have Moon and Taurus.
A kid that's an Aries.
That's good news.
It's really good news. Alice is a Taurus.
Alice, are you looking at a peanut butter cracker?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
That's so weird. It's like my phone, but the rest of it is phasing out.
It's a cheese.
What are those cheeses? Lance peanut butter crackers.
Those cheeses that are
and it
sandwich?
Does look like I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
No, this is my phone.
Oh shit!
But it's weirdly like I love that.
You're just
like I'm just like staring at it. All right, I'm trying to look at my chart here because she sent me this chart and. It's, I didn't read it. I just read the summary. You're a manifester and a generator. You can basically achieve whatever you want. Tell me if this resonates.
That's not astrology.
I don't want that. What is it?
It's a thing called human design. And it's about how you, there are four types of people and how they have energy. And
smokers,
how
jokers, you can relate. Midnight tokers.
And brokers.
And real estate brokers.
And real estate broker, yeah.
I'm a smoker. And thank God. I'm a toker. I'm a real estate broker.
I don't want to sell no one's house.
Because I'm a hooker and I'm a broker. All right, let's see. Human design is about the energy you have and how you can interact with people. So some people are like, always have energy and some people need to wait for an invitation. There's this like a theory of how you like can interconnect with other people. It actually is good for work stuff. This is Alice. So Alice is like has
guess
boundless.
With me. I'm the worst to the end.
No.
You're not. Oh, what a nightmare. Anyway, on to Alice.
Listen, I'll show you. Okay, here we go. Look, you are.
Oh, fuck. It's worse than
I
thought.
Oh, that looks fucked up, Paul. My God.
You're a Virgo. This is your son.
This is my pastor.
This is your little son. It's so cute. And then
this is what Russell Crowe is looking at in that meme from A Beautiful Mind.
This is your moon. The blue lines are lines that are helping you. And the red lines are things that you have to, like, it's a little harder.
Obstacles.
Of an energy. Yeah.
But they're so close to the blue lines. What do I do?
I don't know, man.
And they're crossing your center.
Your moon, which is who you are, in private, when you're alone, it's Taurus. This is probably who you're
in private. When you're alone,
this is who your wife relates to. Probably your Taurus side.
If she's lucky.
But it's in square with your Mars, which is how you exert your power in the world. So you probably have like a little conflict between how you feel and how you exert your power. Mm. That's annoying.
No.
Same. I have it too. I have the same thing. And then your first house, which is what you look like to the world, your appearance, has your Mercury and your Venus, which means you're pretty and people know that you're smart.
Yay! Knew it. Like, does that mean a lot of hats?
Yeah, the hats is here, Uranus.
The hats is here, Uranus. It's a great slogan for Uranus. The hats is here. I can't wait till Elon Musk lets us travel there.
Yes, lets us. He has to give us legal permission. I wish he would
let us go to Mars.
Did you see that meme? That meme with a you know that song. Wake up. Wake up.
Let's make love tonight. No. What? That one? Sexual healing?
No. This is like, I don't think you trust in my... it's like one of those goth bands. Wake up.
Neither of us knows it.
Okay. You do know. You do know it.
You know it.
Heavy rock. I hate when people do this. No, you know.
You do know it. You do.
Everyone knows it.
It's just like a System of a Down. Chubs away.
Chubs away.
You do know this.
Chubs away, aka Finney's Close.
You know this.
Finney's?
I'm so upset that you're being this people. I just sent you the link to the YouTube. You didn't know.
The most honest and damning thing I've ever heard anyone say. I'm so upset you're being these people.
I sent you the link. Look, YouTube.
You said it so calmly.
That's what I love about you, Veronica.
You are
You express your frustration so like in the same tone as the rest.
As the rest, yeah.
That's a good summation of this episode, too.
Were there a lot of...
we're still recording, by the way.
Yes, yes. Look, hit on the chart. Hit the chat.
Hey, hit the chat.
Hit up the chat.
If you're out there, hit the chat.
Hit up the chat. All right, the chat.
Who can play that song?
I will play that song.
This is all to explain a dumb meme that makes no sense anymore.
Are you hearing this ad?
So,
you won't be because I haven't...
I have premium. You know Elon Musk and Grimes' son-daughter thing that...
Grimes' son-daughter thing.
Wow. You have to watch ads. That's awful.
Well, it's good because I need a minute to figure out how to make you hear the sound.
Oh, that's a happy accident then.
You got to share your screen's audio. When you first share. When you first share, you have to share your screen's audio. Stop sharing.
Stop sharing.
Reshare. Now reshare.
Reshare, but you have to share your screen's audio.
Yeah, and there's a button at the bottom left. Share screen's audio.
I don't see that button.
Me neither, frankly.
I don't see it.
You and me neither, frankly. Oh, there's a button at the bottom left of the screen share.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Let it go.
Share computer sound. There you go. There you click it there.
I see it.
I'm so proud of us.
Oh, it needs my password.
Jesus Christ.
It's coming.
Wake up. Rush and put on a little makeup. Have to set the fade away this makeup. Why don't you leave the keys up on the table?
Okay.
You wanted to.
You don't?
I've never heard that in my life. You act like it was on top 40 radio.
It felt like it was.
CVS and that would be playing.
I swear, like it felt like it was. It was like in the hot, the Billboard Hot 100 and top of the U.S. alternative songs and mainstream songs. I'm like very shocked.
Well, I wasn't watching 120 minutes with Kevin Seal. I'm sorry.
I was in Venezuela when this came out, so I'm doubly impressed because this is a classic American thing that we received.
That was forced on you.
in my country.
No, but I found that when I was in other countries, they knew like about certain things that we didn't know about, like that missed popular culture here. Like Not a Surf is like a huge band in Spain, and they're an American band, but they're not a huge band here. And also like Counting Crows was like ridiculously popular.
Interesting. Okay. Well, they did a joke with Grimes' baby name in that song.
That was why we...
it worked.
They did a joke with Grimes' name in that song.
I was going to...
Yeah.
I was like, during this whole thing, I was like, why were we... and we don't even get to hear the joke.
Elon Musk baby name, you know?
Yeah,
X-A-I-B.
What? No.
You don't know this, Paul. I know this. You don't know this?
Does he have
Elon Musk and Grimes had a baby and they named it something insane.
I did not know that.
Google it. Google it right now because there's no way to type or pronounce this name.
It's an impronounceable, like, hold on. I'm going to find it and share my screen with you.
It's an impronounceable.
It's named like an asteroid.
It's
a basket of impronounceables.
Look, what I just chatted to everyone in the chat.
I'm going to just share the screen so that the Patreon people can see it.
It's X-I-A-L.
It is. See that, Paul? I mean, Musk is the last name. It's not part of the main name. Main name? First name.
Oh, it's pronounced... It's pronounced
X-I-A-L-12.
Shut up.
It's Xander. Xaya 12. So people made jokes with that name and that song that I just shared with you because there's a part where he's like, wake up, and then a bunch of blah, 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 wake up. So the blah, 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 blah was that name.
Wait a minute. So in the System of a Down song, who was making, who, what? Are you making the joke that sounds like the Grimes baby name?
No, there is some that was like System of a Down photo, and it said wake up that name, and then no, wake up because that in the
you know what
yeah. But if you needed to absolutely know both cultural references,
it works. Now that I know it all, it works.
Right? Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm not being sarcastic. It does. I wish I had gotten in on the ground floor. And I knew all of the references.
Me too.
Because I would have lulled. I would have lulled.
Aye, me too.
See, now I just appreciate it on an intellectual level.
Which is never as good.
No.
My ex-boyfriend was a Virgo rising.
Oh, the worst.
4 more minutes until Paul's heart out.
It just...
Yeah, I gotta go, guys.
It just means that... It just...
Bye.
It just means Virgos, you're being a Virgo with Virgo rising. It just means that people perceive you as you are. It's really nice. Ugh,
that's too bad. Sorry, people. Hey, you guys. It was so great to see you. This was so much fun. And thank you for having me do bye, Ronnie. Thank you for having me do a two-parter so I get to spend more time with you.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
No, it shouldn't.
I didn't like a good it. Way.
No, I...
This was so much fun. I really miss you guys. And it was so great to see you.
I miss both of you. And I'm glad I got to see you during this crazy time.
I miss you too. Paul, I was really proud that you were a topic, by the way.
Yeah, that was really cool when you were a topic.
On Twitter.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it.
It's very strange.
It's just like a bunch of dorky stuff and then Paul as a topic.
I was like, somebody else sent me one where I was in the middle of all these tennis topics. And then my name was just in the middle there.
It's really cool.
I don't
You're
get
so
it.
Viral, Your you can be a topic in amongst any topic.
I hope it's also happening to people that have no idea who I am and don't follow me, and not just my personal friends.
That's what being a topic is.
I don't think so. I think it must be tailored to people that
but
follow me.
I already
me.
Follow you. Like, no, I but think you, that it's I already like,
yeah, that's what he's
you.
Saying.
I think you're that viral.
No, but he's saying it's tailored to you because you follow him.
So it's like it gives you a bunch of topics and then it just slips somebody you know in there.
I don't think so. I think you're usually featured in the comedians of the day jokes in the trending.
I didn't realize that. Isn't that nice?
I heard you're going to make Variety as top 10 essential comedians.
And some people I don't follow. Like in those suggestions, there are some people that I don't follow. So, and then you're there like frequently. They feature your
All right,
your
I got to go. Bye.
Just so you're not.
And that was our episode.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Perfect. I feel like a lack of completion and just really happy.
I love you, Veronica. I'll see you next week.
I love you too. I'm excited. Pre-buy the Nicole Byers
It's going to be so good, you guys. There's so many. I heard about the making of this book. It's ridiculous and fantastic.
Also, she was trying to get this book and photos by Kim New Money. So she was trying to get this book pitched. And a few times they were like, nah, like,
so
I think her people before were not that enthusiastic about it. And it's obviously a book that you have to have.
It's going to be a huge success. I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
She made the good move. So make the good move, you guys, and subscribe to us on Patreon for the videos of these eps. And also tune in to next week. We have the guest of... TBD, baby. All right. Tune in. Talk to you later. Bye, Veronica.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.